Greetings, and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Yatchalom. We're now on Masechet Yoma Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, in the middle of our discussion about the issue of Tuma V'tzibur, whether Hutra like Rav Nachman or Duchuya like Rav Sheshet. So Meitave, we find a challenge. We'll see that this challenge is to Rav Nachman. Ayam makrivin chat parim ve'ilim uchvasim v'nitmet biyado, omer mevi'in acher tachteha. So this is similar to the previous challenge that we saw, that if somebody was offering the mincha of parim, elim, or kvasim, and it became tamei, there, omer mevi'in acher tachtev me'in sham elahim, omrim lo havei pikeach ushtok. You bring another one. If there is no other one, we tell them to be smart and not say anything about it, which means it's going to be accepted. But it clearly means duchuya. My love, parim elim kvasim dechag. Aren't we referring here to the animals of a festival, which are all korban sibur, shikur olam zman, and that means that it's duchuya but sibur. Amanachu nachman lo parim par avodah zara. Parim refers to par for avodah zara. If it was done by the tzibur, I forgot the tzibur. Even though it's brought by the tzibur, given the kviel is man hadrinan. Even since it doesn't have a set time, it doesn't have the din tumut of the tzibur. Elim is a lo shel Aharon. That's Aharon's private aisle that's brought in Yom Kippur. If we got the kviel is man, given the yachid who mahadrinan. Even though it has a set time, it's still brought by the individual. And kvasim is kevas abayim ha'omer, the kevas that comes with the omer on the second day of Pesach. Because Shiram Lachila, as we saw in the previous piece, since there's going to be some that's eaten, therefore we want to make sure that it's brought b'tahara, because otherwise it won't be able to be eaten. Okay, Meitave, now watch this challenge. Dam shint ma uzrako. Let's say if Dam became Tameh and the coin did Zrika anyways. Bishogeg kurtza. If he did it bishogeg, and it's unclear whether shogeg means that he didn't know it was Tameh or became Tameh bishogeg, it's accepted. B'mezid lo urtza, but not b'mezid. So Kitan Yahid Yachid, so Rav Nachman answer, that's talking about Dam of a Korban Yachid. And that's why it's not accepted. Toshma Amatzitz Meratzeh, what does the tzitz effectuate? We'll deal with the tzitz now for the rest of this podcast. Al Adam Vel Vasar Achelev Shenitma, Bem Shogein Bem Mezid. Any of those things, the Dam, which is Nizrak, the Basar, which is eaten, the Chelev, which is burned on the Mizbeach, became Tamei, whether Shogein Mezid, Bem Onus Meratzon, Bem Yachid, Bem Betzibur. So you see there that even b'tzibur, it needs the tzitz's help to be m'ratzeh. Salkadaitach tumah heter b'tzibur, if you think that tuma is hutra b'tzibur, lama l'ritzui, what do I need the tzitz's help for? So Rav Nachman could answer, kitani yatzitz m'ratzeh di yachid, it's talking about yachid. In other words, ben b'yachid ben b'tzibur, it is accepted, but the tzitz m'ratzeh is talking about yachid. That's difficult because of the language. So it could be b'tzibur, but hanach to look v'yal azman. B'tzibur could mean korbanot tzibur, they don't have a set time, like the par avodah zarah and par zakenim that's brought for hora, etc. Meitave v'nasaron levorah kodashim in the context of the tzitz. The kohen gadol bears the avon kodashim. Chieiz avon hu nosei. What sin is it helping with? Both in Pigul and Notar, the Torah says explicitly it won't be accepted. And we'll say, Alavon Tuma, it must be Tuma, Shehutra Michlala B'tzibur, implying that Tuma B'tzibur is Mutar, and the Tzitz helps to make that work for Yachid. Kash Tov Sheshet, so now this is a challenge to Tov Sheshet, because here it says, Hutra B'tzibur. The answer is Tanaihi. It's Machloket Tanaim. The Tanya. Tzitz, Bein Shishno Al Mitzchot, Bein Shein Al Mitzchot. It's famous Machloket. It's Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, whether the tzitz works, whether when the Kohen Gadol is not wearing it. Murat said, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, even if he's not wearing it, the tzitz is Murat said, all the time. Rabbi Yehuda Murat, Odeh Al Mitzchot, Murat said, and Odeh Al Mitzchot, and Murat said. It's only Murat said when he's wearing it. Now, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon turned and said to Rabbi Yehuda, Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur Yochiach. I'll prove it to you from Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, who doesn't wear the tzitz, of course, half the time. He's wearing the Arba Begadim of Yom Kippur. Shein Odeh Al Mitzchot Murat said, and nonetheless it's Murat said, which tells you, by the way, that on Yom Kippur, you do need Ritzui of the tzitz. Rabbi Yehuda, Anach Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, Yishtu Ma'at Ruala B'tzibur. And Rabbi Yehuda will answer back, no, it's Tumahutra B'tzibur, therefore you don't need the tzitz. Chal Rabbi Shimon Savar Tumah Tchuyah B'tzibur. So implies that Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says it's Tchuyah. So it sounds like Rav Shesh Rav Nachman is a replay of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Yehuda says, not exactly. B'nishpar Tzitz Tukol Gamal Lo Pligid Lo Maratzeh. says Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon will agree that if the tzitz is broken or in some way not functional, then it doesn't work. They disagree if it's working, but it's hanging on a hook or something, meaning he's not wearing it. Rabbi Yehuda Savar al Meitzach v'nasa. The pasuk says it's on his forehead and it bears the Avon HaKodashim, which means if he doesn't have it on, it doesn't work. Shimon Savar tamid the ratzon lifnei Adonai, that it's always the ratzon. So my tamid, how does he interpret tamid? If you think it means that he has to wear it 24/7, 365 on his forehead, mishkachal, that's not possible. Milobai mayom v'takise. After all, the Kohen Gadol is going to the mikveh, he's going to the bathroom. Milobai noyim, he's going to sleep. Right? Ella tamid miratzehu. It means that it's always miratzeh, wearing it or not wearing it. So that's his source. Rabbi Yehuda nami haktiv tamid. Rabbi Yehuda has to deal with the word tamid. That means that when you're wearing it, you should be always aware of it. When a person's wearing his tefillin, he has to be touching it and making sure that he's always aware of it. Where do you get that from? Tzitz has one name of God on it. Kodesh LaHashem. And the Torah says that's to be on his forehead at all times, meaning you should always keep awareness of it, never be inattentive. Tefillin sheish benazkorot tabei, tefillin have so many mentions of God's name in them, alacha kama v'chama. Alright, so you see from that halacha, that tefillin, that the assumption is that the tzitz, you have to have constant awareness of, and that's what tamid is. Rabbi Shimon damar tamid meratzeh, haktam etzchov v'nasai. How do Rabbi Shimon contend with Rabbi Yehuda's pasuk? It's telling you where you have to put it, on the forehead. So where does Rabbi Yehuda get that from? Nafkalemi al mitzcho. He gets it from al mitzcho, but the venasa in connection tells you the second thing, that it's only meratze when he's wearing it. Shimon nami tibuklemi al mitzcho. Why does Rabbi Shimon satisfied with that? And the answer is in echrami, he is. Al mitzcho venasa may avidlei. What does he do with that extra pasuk? Malach ra'ui lemetzach meratze, shimon ratzo lemetzach and ratzel, fuke nishparat seats. Al mitzcho venasa means that it works whenever it could be on his metzach, as opposed to if it's broken. Vomratze. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that if it's broken it doesn't work? Nafkalo, it should be actually obvious because Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't work if you're not wearing it. So if you can't wear it, certainly. But nafkalo metzach mitzcho. In fact, it says al mitzcho instead of al metzach. Rabbi Shimon metzach mitzcho. The Rashi, Rabbi Shimon says it's not a big deal. Metzach mitzcho, that doesn't prove anything, and I wouldn't expect it to say metzach, and therefore that it doesn't. That's where this midrashic back and forth ends. Name a Hanukkah Tanoi Kanhani Tanoi. So it sounds like Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda are replicating a parallel machloket with two of their colleagues. Meir says that both the Kohen Gadol during his 7 days and the Kohen HaSoifet HaParah during his 7 days have every day of their 7 days they get Hazaah from all the Ifra Parah Duma collections that are there. They say they do it on the third day of the sequestration or the last day of the sequestration. That's it. He splits the difference. This is the Kohen HaSoifet HaParah gets it every day, but for Yom Kippur, he gets the third and seventh. So my lavakim palgi isn't this the machloket. Rameir savar tuma duchuye b'tzibur. Right? Rabbi Yossi savar tuma heter b'tzibur. Let's see how that works. V'tizpura. So Rabbi Yossi, who says that the Kohen Gadol does not have to have had the Hazah, but the third and seventh day, if that means that he says Tumahutra B'tzibur, and therefore we don't need to ensure that he's Tahor, then why not have Hazah at all? It must be that both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi and agree that it's Tuchuyah B'tzibur, and therefore we have to do everything we can to make him Tahor. We say that going to the mikveh in the right time is a mitzvah, and therefore we don't know what day he became tameh, and therefore we do every one of these days, and by the fourth day that could be his seventh. He did it on the first day and the fourth day, that could be his seventh. He goes to the mikveh, and then each day goes to the mikveh. We do not say tefillah is a mitzvah. And therefore, we don't care as long as we get it on a third and a seventh of some series. It goes to the mikvah on the seventh day. So Rabbi Yossi, don't mean tefillah is a mitzvah, but Rabbi Yossi doesn't think that. Atanya, Shaya Shem Katuv Al Basaro. Let's say he had a Shem Hashem somehow written on his skin, couldn't get out. Hazreza lo yirchatz v'lo yasuch v'lo mor makom atinofet. He can't bathe, he can't anoint himself, he can't stand in a dirty place because God Shem Hashem on him. Nizdan v'lo tefillah shel mitzvah. Let's say he has to go to the mikvah. Korech alav gemi v'tovel. He has to cover it with some sort of like a reed and go into the mikvah. Rabbi Yossi omer reed v'tovel kedarko. Now you go in like normal. V'ashlo yishav shef. Just don't rub on the shame. And we understand elsewhere that this machloker, Rabbi Yosef and Chachamim, is about tefillah b'zman mitzvah. Kama savar lo amrin tefillah b'zman mitzvah. Tanna Kama says, look, you can only do certain things after you've gone to the mikvah, but there is no mitzvah to go to the mikvah the right day, and therefore, you're going to the mikvah right now is not a mitzvah, therefore it doesn't trump the shame. And Rabbi Yosef amrin tefillah b'zman mitzvah, that it is a mitzvah, and therefore it trumps the shame. So, both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir in our machloket about the 7 days of Hazza'ah agree that tefillah is a mitzvah. We have a different machloket. Rabbi Meir says, "Makshin and hazal letefillah." We compare hazal letefillah. Rabbi Yossi says, "I don't makshin and hazal letefillah." That we don't compare the two of them, and therefore, because he goes to the mikveh every day, And then he says, we all agree that tefillah is mana mitzvah. The question is, does that mean hazab is mana mitzvah? Rameir says, we say it is, therefore we don't know what day he might have become tmei mate, therefore we do hazab every day to make sure we did it bismana, if it happened at all. Rameir says, no, there is no connection to that. Of course you have to go to the mikvah on the right day, and the right day is after you've gotten hazab shvi. So pick any day that you know is after the day became tame, go through the 7th day, and then mikvah. Chiddus got a kohanim. He says he makish hazal tefillah filu kohen miyom kippurim nami. Lo makish hazal tefillah filu kohen asher v'tapari nami lo. So of course, Chiddus got a kohanim is going to be kind of an obvious problem, which is isn't he consistent? Why does he say that for the kohen gadol it's only 3rd and 7th, and for the kohen asher v'tapari it's every day? So the olam lo makish. The answer is Chiddus got a kohanim does not compare hazal tefillah. Kohen asher v'tapari malaba alma. We've seen already that we add extra stringencies for the process and the preparation for paraduma because of the kula, the fact that we're matamehim. Okay, come on, Azlatan Rabbanan Aim Ben Kohen Sefer Tapara, the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim. We have a brayta that compares the Kohen who's going to burn the para and the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim. That the only difference between them is Zepri Shatol Ktusha Ve'achav HaKohanim Noginbo, Zepri Shatol Tahara Ve'achav HaKohanim Noginbo. That the Kohen Gadol who's being sequestered for Yom Kippurim is being sanctified. That's the purpose. And he can interact with the rest of the Kohanim. The one who's going for the para is being sequestered for Tahara, and nobody could touch him. Which means for everything else it's the same. Come on, Ikra Merik Rabbi Yossi. But it doesn't work like Chanus Gadol Kohanim, because Ha'ikra Namiha, because he would have to say another difference is whether we do Hazah 3rd and 7th or every day. Okay, Rabbi Yossi or Chanina. Bishlam Arishon. Okay, let's see why it would be that you do Hazah every day of the 7 days. So I understand the first day, Shemar Shlishi. It could be the 3rd day of his Tumah. Sheni Shemar Shlishi. Do it the 2nd day, could be Shlishi. Shlishi Shemar Shlishi. You do it on the 3rd day because maybe it became Tomei on the day he went in. Chamishi, I understand the 5th day because Shemar Shvi. That could be 7th day. Shishi Shemar Shvi, Shvi Shemar Shvi. But the problem is, Revi Lama Li Hazal Kla. Why do it on the 4th day? It can neither be the 7th day or the 3rd day. So, lo bishlishi ikal esfuke, lo bishvi ikal esfuke. It couldn't be the 3rd or 7th. For the tamech hazar kol shiva miika. The other question is, so why do it all 7 days at all? Like, come on, the hazar shvut, v'enadochat ha-shabbat. We had the big machloket in Psachim, Rabbi Lezer and Yeshua, and we agree that hazar is a shvut, and shvut is not docha shabbat, so we don't do it all 7 days. So therefore, how can you say it does it all 7 days? One of those 7 days is shabbat. Shabbat. So it must mean all 7 means, of course, all 7 of the days you could do it, which is not Shabbat. So it must be, yeah, all 7, but not the 4th day. Because the 4th day has no purpose. So the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, which is not up to us, we're not making a date to do it, it's set by the calendar. So with Plata B'Tishrei, Boy Lafrusha, we have to separate them on the 3rd of Tishrei. V'chol Eimat Dimitra Mitlata B'Tishrei, M'fashin Lai. We separate them whatever day that is, even if it's Shabbat. V'Servet HaPara, Dibi Dan Talia Milta, M'fashin Lai B'Rvi'i B'Shabbat. But the coin of V'Servet HaPara, where we can control the calendar, we can decide when to burn the Para, We separated him on a Wednesday. Why? So that his fourth day will be on the Shabbat, and that way we will avoid all Sfeikot, because the one day that we're not going to do it because it's Shabbat will also be the one day that there'll be no reason to do it. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with analysis of the Lishkata Paredrin and why it's called Paredrin, if that's what it was always called. Meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.